Dear gentle listener, a warm welcome to Dear Mind. I am quite literally your storyteller, Srividya Shivakumar. Dear Mind aims to create and encourage conversations around mental health. We do this through stories and shared experiences that teach us we are not alone. We are, after all, our stories, and our stories are us. Poet, critic, and editor William Ernest Henley has numerous collections of poetry, including A Book of Verses and Hawthorn and Lavender. His poetry contains themes of inner strength and determination. Henley was the editor of the Scots Observer and the Magazine of Art. It is believed that William Ernest Henley is the inspiration for Robert Louis Stevenson's character Long John Silver in Treasure Island. Henley's poem Invictus, the one we are visiting today, is the piece he is most identified by. When he was 12 years old, the poet William Ernest Henley had to undergo a leg amputation, having been diagnosed with tubercular arthritis. His other leg was saved only because of the genius of Dr. Joseph Lister, the pioneer of antiseptic surgery. Henley wrote many poems that we now know as hospital poems. The most renowned being, you guessed it, Invictus. This poem was written during his isolation, his convalescence as he healed from tuberculosis. He had many themes, and this was one of them. The poet as patient, as I recall him described in a piece I read. There is healing in this poem, strength, faith, courage. Come, let's explore this classic together. Invictus by William Ernest Henley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. There's a reason why this poem is a classic, isn't it? It's a rousing poem about hope, and in its narration, one feels the power of words coming together. And then there's the background of the poem that adds another dimension to it. And it is timeless in so many ways. You must have heard this story before. Nelson Mandela recited Invictus to other prisoners at Robben Island. Among the many legendary stories associated with Invictus, this one is my favorite. What it must take to have this unbeatable spirit. It is hard to imagine when sometimes the smallest of things can break us. This iron will was common to the poet and the Nobel Prize-winning president. I have no doubt that Invictus was a source of strength during that long walk to freedom. It's not just presidents who might identify with the poem. Anyone who has felt disappointed, unable to go on, unable to take that next step, can find something to cheer them up in this poem. As someone who's been through a long health condition, one that lasted about 15 years and resulted in surgery, the fact that Invictus is a hospital poem really struck a chord with me. It is true what William Ernest Henley says. No matter what, whether the night is as black as the pit from pole to pole, whether chance bludgeons us, whether we grow older and find ourselves staring at our evening years, or whether the gate we cross is difficult and the scroll of punishments is a mile long, no matter what, we control our fate, we steer our soul. In the depths of sorrow, knowing this can have a beneficial, even miraculous effect, I'd say. It may be just what we need before we decide we can't give more or do more. For me, it was pushing the illness to the sidelines from the center of my life. The moment I shifted that focus, I felt a change in me as a person and the things I could do in my life. I've always wondered what motivates a person to push themselves outside, way out of their comfort zone. To run, to speak in public, to drive, what pushes them? Perhaps this undeniable fact, this acceptance that at the end of the day, they decide. That's not a power I take for granted or take lightly. What about you? Invictus by William Ernest Henley always leaves me energized. To write such a strong poem in a time of loneliness and recovery is impressive. Poems, like stories, have the power to comfort us and move us. And I hope that you felt both moved and comforted with this poem. Stories are not only entertaining, but they can also help us cope with our emotions, connect with others, and heal ourselves. Invictus is the last episode of Season 1 of Dear Mind. I know, I find it hard to believe too, and yet, here we are, 12 episodes later. I look back at the stories and poetry that we've explored together, and we've talked about so many situations. Situations like the hopelessness of a child, not fitting in, the power of a dream, the life-saving ability of a lending hand or a chance meeting with a stranger, a journey to drug-infused hell and back, love on our own terms, finding help to deal with depression. Wow, at the cost of sounding a bit braggy, I am so proud to be a part of Mind Stories and Dear Mind. And we have received heartwarming feedback with every episode. From a discussion on depression with Who Stole Bhaiya's Smile, to confessions of self-harm in The One on the Bridge, conversations about parents in Saraswati Learns to Swim, we have been privileged to listen to and see the effect of the stories. We would love to hear from you. Please write to me at srividya@mindstories.com to share your thoughts. I do hope to hear from you. If you liked this episode, and I hope you did, leave us a rating and a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and all your other favorite podcast platforms. It really helps us grow our audience and reach more people like you. We will be back soon, 2 months from now, with new stories, poetry, and reflections. This is Srividya Shivkumar signing off. Take care. Bye for now.